from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Washington Post reports possible hacking in presidential election.
In the high confidence assessment that was released this past October, the intelligence community made very clear that this was activity directed by the highest levels of the Russian government.
Deputy White House Press Secretary Eric Schultz explaining to reporters why the CIA believes Russia intervened in the recent U.S. presidential election to help Donald Trump win at the polls, according to an article in this morning's Washington Post newspaper. In the meantime, President Obama has ordered the intelligence community to conduct a full review of hacking-related activity aimed at disrupting the 2016 U.S. presidential election. White House Deputy Press Secretary Eric Schultz says that there's been a pattern of malicious cyber activity timed to coincide with the elections. ExxonMobil President and CEO Rex Tillerson has emerged as President-elect Donald Trump's top choice for Secretary of State, according to two transition officials. Tillerson joins former Trump critic and 2012 Republican presidential hopeful Mitt Romney as the apparent leading contenders for the nation's top diplomatic post. Former New York City Mayor Rudolph Giuliani was also on Trump's shortlist before he withdrew his name from consideration Friday, citing plans to return to the private sector. Tillerson, the chief executive of the world's largest publicly traded company, has extensive international business experience, including dealings with Russia. Now, Tillerson's involvement with Russia, including his personal ties with President Vladimir Putin, would likely draw close scrutiny during any Senate confirmation hearings, given Russia's alleged attempts to influence the outcome of November's U.S. presidential election. Tillerson met privately with President-elect on Tuesday after recommendations from former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice and Robert Gates. This is VOA News. Officials and eyewitnesses report that at least two police officers were killed and four others wounded in a car bomb attack on a police checkpoint near the Somali capital of Mogadishu on Saturday. One police officer was reportedly killed and four others wounded in the attacks, but witnesses saw two bodies at the scene of the blast where nearby tea shops and stalls were damaged. Somalia's militant group Al-Shabaab said one of its militia militants carried out the attack. The U.S. Defense Secretary says the U.S. is sending an additional 200 troops to Syria. Ashton Carter said Saturday the military personnel will be used to help drive Islamic State militants out of Raqqa, the self-proclaimed capital of the terrorist group.
These uniquely skilled operators will join the 300 U.S. Special Operations Forces already in Syria to continue organizing, training, equipping, and otherwise enabling capable, motivated local forces to take the fight to ISIL.
Carter was speaking in Bahrain, a conference on Middle East security. His comments and the buildup of troops in Raqqa comes as the U.S. and its allies attempt to achieve a permanent peace agreement with Russia and the Syrian government to stop the fighting in Aleppo. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry met with top diplomats Saturday in Paris in an attempt to revive the stalled talks with Russia.
The indiscriminate bombing by the regime, which violates international rules of law, of war, in many cases crimes against humanity and war crimes, needs to stop. And those who support it, those in Moscow and elsewhere who have supported it, should do their utmost to bring it to a close.
President Barack Obama used his weekly address today to give a final pitch for the signing up of the Affordable Care Act, which of course is also known as Obamacare.
If you're not covered yet, now is the time to sign up. Go to healthcare.gov and shop for the plan that is right for you. Like most Americans who get coverage through healthcare.gov, there's a good chance you'll find a plan that costs less than $75 a month.
He said it's open enrollment time and time for those without insurance or expiring policies to become proactive.
And while the enrollment period lasts until the end of January, as long as you sign up by this Thursday, December 15th, you'll be covered starting January 1st.
The Affordable Care Act has received more than its share of criticism since its inception a few years ago. The president today warned people that the good things it provided could be in jeopardy.
So any partisan talk you hear about repealing or replacing the Affordable Care Act should be judged by whether they keep all those improvements that benefit you and your family right now.
And this is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.